Veda Pinson, you room with a baseball player whom I book is a truly great player. That's Frank Robinson. Now, since you room with him, what is he like as a person?
Well, probably one of the greatest people, you might say, in the world. Off the field, we do things together. We're a little closer than more of these other ball players around here. And in the room, there's very little baseball talk. We just have fun, you might say. Enjoy television, things like that.
Well, you described him, I described him as a great baseball player, you described him as a great person. Could you go a step further and tell me what makes a person great?
Well, I guess he enjoys what he's doing. I guess you could put it that way. There's a lot of things I could say, but this tape might not last that long.
Well, say a few.
Well, going back to the great ball player, he is right there.
No, I was wondering, Veda, as a person. You see, we all know him as a ball player. You know him off the field as a person. So take us behind the scenes and tell us about him as a person.
Well, in a few words, he can go out of his way to help a person. And he's helped me a lot.
How?
Well, not only on the ball field, off the ball field. Certain places, things to do, like when I first come up, you know, quite a few rookies come up, they're green, they don't know too much, you know. Well, in the hotels itself, you know, and keep me up on time when I first come up, like the curfew, things like that. You just want to keep me going straight. Meeting the right people, you know. A few things saying to reporters and things such as this, you know, that the right things to say.
It's well, of course, Veda Pinson, you just threw me a curve. There's one thing that Ted Williams once said about me, that while in my interviews I like to play a fast game of ball, I never throw a curve. Now, you just did that to me. Are you giving me just the right answers, or are you giving me accurate answers?
Well, I'm trying to give you the right ones.
Good. Now, tell me, when a game is over, do you talk much about the game itself? Let's say there's been a negative result and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Is there much conversation about the game when it's over?
It's according to how we do. If we, you know, goof in some kind of way, certain plays like men on base, you make the wrong play, things like that. Most of the time, we try to leave in the clubhouse when we leave there. We do our talking there, but now and then we'll get to the room, and if we lost bad and we look so bad out there, we'll talk about it. You have
you,
to.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you try not to make that mistake again. You know, if that comes up again, well.
Sure. Veda, you said before in passing that you and Frank, as roommates, you don't talk much baseball, but you don't make a point of not talking baseball, do you?
No. We just try to take it easy and relax, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
No, we'll talk it, but it's like some people might think, you know, that's all we do is baseball. But no, we'll talk it if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's more to life than just your work, which happens to be baseball. Veda Pinson, your batting average for 1961 was, of course, very good. It was .343. Now, you were second only to Roberto Clemente of the Pirates. Looking ahead to 1962, and as best you can, you're not a forecast or a prophet. Do you think this year you might go all the way to the batting championship?
Cliff, I'd say it'd be nice if I could win it. I never make any kind of predictions, things like that. It's just, I try to do my best. If I win it, I'll be the most happy person in the world, but I'm going to try to be up there somewhere around the thick of it, you might say.
Well, that's fair enough. We first met during spring training here in Florida in 1959, and everything that was said about you then has come true. You hit with the best. You're certainly a very good base runner. You're a good fielder. Have you found the major leagues easier than you had anticipated?
No. It's a little hard. Every year you're going out, it's a little harder. I mean, you know, the pitchers, they don't forget. They remember, and they study you, and just like you study the pitchers. It's nothing easy about up here. Every pitcher goes out there every day. It's not like down the minors where you get maybe two good pitchers on a team. Here you got a real good pitcher every day going out there, going down to the relief man. So it's nothing easy about being up here. You got to work, no doubt about that.
Well, who has been the toughest pitcher that you've batted against since you've been here in the major leagues?
Most of your ball players say all of them are tough.
Yes, I know. That's the usual evasion.
That's right. Well, you got your sharpest pitcher like Spahn, Colfax. I'm going from the left side first now.
Yes, I know. It's first left-handers. Go
Padres,
ahead.
And it's quite a few more. It's just a few I can name. Then you go over Burdett, and then... let's see, who else now? Larry Jackson. and Drysdale. It's quite a few, can be more.
Have these fellows, you've mentioned, of course, a number of outstanding pitchers. Have these fellows been particularly difficult for you, or are you mentioning them as a mark of respect for their talent? Have they been rough on you?
Well, they've been rough, and you got to respect them. There's no doubt about that. And they got to respect you, too.
Well, that they do. Anybody who's in the major leagues is a player to be respected. Anybody hits over 300 is a player to be respected. When a player can hit 3-4-3, well, of course, then he's really going some. Aveda Pinson, it's been said that you can hit 400, which is a true mark of greatness. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's kind of...
You know, this is not idle talk. It's been said by a former baseball player who's knowledgeable on such matters. Do you think you can hit 400?
It's kind of hard to say. I wish I could hit 400. I would try like heck to hit 400. It's going to be a long season this year. 162 games, I think, to be exact. Hitting 400, it means everything going well for you. Meaning no injuries, I think good days, right-handers, left-handers. I don't know, Williams the last one to hit 400. It's a long time.
I saw a fellow the other day who did it several times and whose batting average over a period of 5 years when he was a player was over 400. Of course, this was some time ago. The man I'm referring to is now a coach with the Mets, Rogers Hornsby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aveda Pinson, Stan Musial says that in time you will be the greatest player in the National League. Now, who are the three or four greatest hitters you've seen in Major League Baseball? Let's skip Frank Robinson because we know that he certainly is tops.
Mm-hmm.
But from where you are sitting, who are the three or four greatest hitters that you've seen in Major League Baseball?
Well, we start over here. I think Mays is a great hitter. Aaron's a great hitter, great wrist hitter. Ken Boyer. I'm going on those 300 hitters right now. What I'm trying to put, they've been producing every year, hitting over 300, things like that, 5 runs in. Let me see who else now.
Well, of course, you've mentioned the cream, actually. Let me ask you this. You were born in Tennessee. You went
yes.
to high school in Oakland, California. Your teammate, Frank Robinson, also went to school in Oakland. Did you know him there?
I knew him before then. He was a few years ahead of me. I knew him when he was much younger at the time. He was 3 years ahead of me, to be exact, and I come to high school, he was going out. And then I think by about my last year in high school, he come home, and I think he just been up here to win the rookie year, I think it was, something like that. And he had come home.
Yes,
and
he came up in 1956.
Yeah, and then I was going out then. And he said, I heard I've signed, you know, I'm going to be with the organization, become a hitter. I was a pitcher in high school at the time. And after that, I come up here in 58, we were together all, you know, all the time.
How did you switch, or what made you switch from a pitcher in high school to an outfielder?
Well, I was so small, to tell you the truth. I only weighed about 150 pounds, probably 5'8", something like that. I didn't start growing until I got almost up here, you might say.
Oh, because now you're 5'11", you weigh 174 pounds.
I'm 193, exactly.
Now 93?
Yeah, I put it on this year. I built myself up with weights and a lead bat. It helps a lot. That was Williams' theory, swing something heavy. And I spoke to him in 1958 when we were down in Sarasota. And it helped a lot. I swing it every year.
My God, you're still growing. You remind me of Floyd Patterson. I remember in Chicago when he fought Archie Moore and won the championship. He weighed whatever it was, and next year he weighed more. Next year he weighed more. Still a growing boy.
That's right.
Aveda Pinson, 23 years of age. What does it mean to you as a person to be a Major League Baseball star?
Everything in the world. It's something I looked forward to when I was going to high school. I always wanted to play up here. I'd done so much reading about this, but when I got my big jump so quick, well, I tried to take it in stride, but I was a little excited, you can say. There's nothing like it. I've tried to devote most of my time to it, especially in the off season, you know.